on our worst behavior.
Yo. Are we on? On our worst behavior, episode 3. I'm DJ.
It's your boy DJ, man. We're back again.
Yes. Episode 3.
Yes, man.
You know, this is our third episode.
Yeah, man.
This is big.
How's big, bro?
A lot of shows getting canceled after one episode or don't even make it.
Yeah.
We still have, which we can't even really get canceled. But, you know, episode 3 we had. Let me tell you what happened on some episode 3s. Some of my favorite shows.
First of all, how was your week, bro?
My week.
You just jumping into the damn
thing. Oh, yeah. Because you know me, I'm ready to go into everything. I'm ready to roll all the time.
I remember on the way here, you were talking about, you got something you got to discuss.
My week was very, very well.
Well.
It was, the weather was good. It was cool.
Yeah.
I was calm.
Yeah.
No problems, no complaints. My week was very well.
Sure?
I mean, I can't complain about nothing that happened this week.
Oh yeah, man, you get no groupie love this weekend at the park, yeah, bro. No.
No groupie love. No hand action. Oh, no nothing. Everything was well. So, you know, everything's well. Which I don't want nobody to think that BJ gets weekly hand action or any action.
Well, you told me, but
anyway. Oh well, yeah. Sometimes I might, you know. Those things might happen, but not all the time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Anyway, how about you? How was your week?
Everything was good, man. You know, just hanging in there, chilling, you know, getting things done for the week. I didn't expect we was going to shoot a podcast episode this week, Sunday, but I mean, hey, it is what it is for the people, man.
You are absolutely right, because we usually do it for, it was every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now we going, this is the first one we did back-to-back week. You know, 1 week, the next week. Usually it's we overlap a week.
We on a drizzy shit, man.
Shoot, hey, as long as we can come in here and give the people what they want, I am.
Of course, man, we in the building, man. I'm fresh to death. We need a little fresh church clothes.
You are fresh to death. Let me tell you one thing.
Listen.
Eventually, you will be able to see me and Deke, but as of right now.
We camera shop right now, man. But no camera,
Deke is fresh to death. Me, on the other hand, I look like I literally just rolled out of bed. But I don't mind that because I dress like that on the regular. So
this nigga definitely look like a Trayvon Martin.
Yeah. I have on a jacket, some basketball shorts, some tennis shoes. That's about it. And I didn't even tell him I have on basketball shorts. So
yeah,
that's it. So,
I mean, you ain't had to tell them exactly what you was wearing, but I mean, it's all good though, man.
Why not? It might be somebody that might actually want to hear that. Hey, everybody, I'm BJ. Let me tell you what I'm wearing.
Man, this is. Man, anyways, man.
This is a big episode for us. All right. This is episode three.
How was it big?
All right. Let me tell you why this is big. Let me tell you about some episode threes. In TV history.
Talk to me.
Even right now on TV.
Right.
All right. Married Children, episode 3.
What?
Al Bundy shot his neighbor's dog because he heard this noise outside and wanted to know what it was. So Al Bundy accidentally shot the neighbor's dog.
That's random as hell. What the hell got to do with the third
episode? On the episode 3 of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will...
I don't see what you're getting at with this, but go on.
Will use Jeffrey and Carlton to teach him how to be a gentleman because he wanted to impress a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And which there's been one time in our life when all of us wanted to, you know.
BJ, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean what I'm talking about? I'm trying to say it. You keep interrupting me.
Go on, to impress
a young lady, Will did it on the episode 3 of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He wanted to impress a young lady. He got Carlton and Jeffrey to teach him how to be a gentleman to impress this young lady.
Mm.
You know? And it's, you know, in a couple of days, it's Valentine's Day. Everybody wants to impress the young lady.
Nah, man,
now, on the third episode of Martin, was a was the episode where Tommy actually had a girlfriend and Martin wanted to be romantic with Gina and take her to the club that Tommy met his girlfriend. And would you know, around this time of year, everybody wants to be romantic. And this was the episode where actually Jerome debuted that and took Tommy's girlfriend from him. And everybody knows Jerome is one of the best Martin characters there are. Which I'm a Dragonfly Jim fan. Yeah. But Jerome was more of the more popular characters of a Martin episode. Which he actually, Jerome actually had his own episode. One episode. So, I mean, that happened on episode 3. Now, we're on episode 3. So, we have to do something to make people remember our episode 3.
That's what all this shit was about?
Yes.
You stated all the Black History facts, but just to let everybody know this, it has really to our third episode?
Yeah, because we have to make people remember our third episode.
Don't nobody, man. Okay. All right. Let me just figure this out. All right. First of all, this is not a TV show.
I know it's not a TV show. But still, one day somebody's going to say, do you know episode 3 of On Our Worst Behavior podcast? They talked about this.
Well, I know one thing for sure. They're going to remember that I'm sober this episode. Last episode, I was listening to it, man. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I was kind of drunk. I was kind of feeling right, man. Yeah. I did have Hennessy that day. But it's all good, though. I won't disappoint again, man. I'm going to be sober today. So
I am always sober.
Y'all will have the best of me.
They are putting something in the Hennessy now to make people more drunk.
Oh, they are, man. I'm telling you, man. They doing something to that Hennessy bottle, bro. I mean, Hennessy's already been popular. But god damn, like this shit.
You gotta blame young MA or young Ma, whatever she wants to be called.
I can't blame her though. That shit been going on way before.
Or that dude that wears the robe all the time that got the big that always be cooking with Hennessy cookies.
Talking about plies? What the fuck?
Hennessy burgers. I don't know, some dude with a robe I be seeing all the time. I don't know his name. I know he got dreads and he have a robe on.
Man, you gotta be
and
specific.
He be
every
cooking with Hennessy all the time. I gotta be cooking with Hennessy. Gotta be Hennessy cookies. He pouring Hennessy in the cookies.
I don't know who the hell you talking about.
Man, you seen the dude before. I don't know his name.
I've seen him.
I'm like, Henny everything.
He from here?
No, he's not from here.
Oh, he must be a nigga from Florida.
That does make a lot of sense because every nigga I met from Florida likes to drink cognac.
I'm just talking about the dreads, but okay.
Well, I was just on my con yet.
Anyways, man.
Alright, let's go.
Super Bowl, goddamn. Super Bowl. What about the Super Bowl, man?
We both predicted the right thing.
Yep.
We both predicted the Patriots would. We did not think they would win that way.
And you Atlanta fun boys really thought y'all was going to take this damn ring. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not an Atlanta fan. I'm not a Patriots fan. But I already told you the reason why I wanted the Patriots to win, man. I already told you that.
Well,
and I succeeded. I got my wish. I got my Christmas.
Well, like I said, early. Like I said, I'm not. You know, I'm a Cowboy fan. So I really, you're a Panther fan, which you have divisional ties with the Falcons. I have no ties.
I have my reason that I didn't want the Falcons to win.
I'm a Tom Brady fan.
I was jealous as hell.
I told you why I'm a Tom Brady fan. He dresses like a 70 James Bond villain. He has the beautiful wife and everything. I like Tom Brady, but
do we consider him as a GOAT, like everybody claiming now?
Yeah. He is the greatest quarterback I've seen play football.
The greatest or one of the greatest?
What's the greatest quarterback I've seen play football.
I don't know, man. The greatest, bro?
The greatest. And I'm going to tell you why. I have a father, man, who's a big football fan.
We all have a father who's a big football fan.
Yeah.
Well, and if you know them.
I remember growing up and literally watching football a lot. And I played football for most of my life. Now, I will also say that my mother, I remember I was like, I'm maybe 8, 9 years old. My mom bought me and my brother Julian, shout out to Julian, which he will be on the show here soon. Yeah, everybody's going to love.
That's another crazy mom.
Very crazy motherfucker. She bought us a Super Bowl tape that went from Super Bowl 1 to Super Bowl 29. me and Julian literally watched that tape like every day. And we would go out in the yard and act out plays between the wide receiver and the quarterback and all that stuff and everything. And I've seen enough, you know, ESPN have shown old games and they got YouTube now and everything. And I've seen other quarterbacks and stuff.
I mean, they got a channel called ESPN Classics.
Yeah. Tom Brady is the best quarterback I've ever seen of all time. And not only that, you got to take it to the fact that he was a sixth-round pick.
Now, I will give it that credit.
And not only was he a sixth-round pick, I mean, he wasn't always a starter at Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But then again, I mean, don't none of the best quarterbacks be in the first-round pick.
Well, I'm not dissing, because a lot of people thought Joe Montana was. He was a third-round pick.
Yeah, Joe Montana was throwing some hell of shade.
And I like Joe Montana. That's
crazy.
Well, no, but I respect what Joe Montana said. When he was saying, like, you know, it's a lot of quarterbacks back in the day that people don't talk about that before the Super Bowls won championships. Which, in reality, Joe was right because, you know, all those guys didn't have all the technology that they have now. They didn't have the off-season conditioning programs. They didn't watch film every day leading into the game. They just went out there and practiced their own plays and went to the game. See, now when the football team practices, they have enough film where they have a scout team defense that runs the plays that they may see on Sunday.
I mean, I know that, but back then. Like,
yeah, back then they didn't have none of that. And they didn't have the weights and all that other stuff, the speed programs, the conditioning programs, personal trainers and stuff. So
you mean to tell me they train these dudes like some goddamn
They didn't do no training. They just went there. Whenever it was time to report for camp. I remember Terry Bradshaw said that when they went to training camp, they actually went to training camp to get in shape. They weren't coming in shape like they do now.
So you mean to tell me they came in there built like me?
I'm not going to say they were built like you. They were probably a whole lot bigger than you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they, maybe like two or three of you. Because, you know, they had the.
Okay, I get the point.
Yeah, but they didn't have all the stuff they had now. So I understand what Joe Montana was saying. But, I mean, for what Tom Brady's doing now with all the stuff, I have to give it to Tom Brady that he's the.
So you think he's done? You think he's going to retire? Or you think he got two? I think he got two more seasons left.
I think he has enough seasons as they will allow him to have.
I know for sure if he retired before Belichick, though, Belichick out too. He leave it too.
I don't think he's going to retire before Belichick. But I honestly think that, you know what? Honestly,
Belichick getting the fuck up out of
now. When you say that, now that I think about it. Brady may stay longer than Belichick, but it may not be in New England though.
Oh, he's not going to another team.
No, I can see Brady doing it. You know why? Because I believe that Tom Brady he can't do it now because he's in New England. He's in a good situation, but his ego at this point in his career might get to the point where he says, "You know what? I can't do this without Belichick." And he may go to another team and try to do it somewhere else. So I can see it happening. And I can see Belichick going to another team and saying, "I can do this without Brady, too." Yeah. But do I think it's going to happen? No. Because Belichick's been coaching for a long time. I mean, you got to think, Belichick coached the freaking New York Giants. He was the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants back when Parcells was there and everything. So he's been coaching for a long time. So he might be ready to hang it up here soon himself.
Okay, BG. We don't want to make this shit all about sports. It's not.
Yeah, because I don't want to talk about football that much. But I can talk about football.
But we got to still continue talking about sports. Now let's switch to jump to basketball.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, Charles Oakley's that dude. Charles Oakley, that dude, bro. The Oak is that guy, man. Yes.
I wasn't.
Did you even see it?
Yes, I saw it.
Like, you saw the whole thing. How
I wasn't happy what they did to Charles Oakley.
No, of course not. No, of course not, man. But this shit was entertaining as a month.
Yes, it was. It was. First of all, let's get a couple things straight.
Oakley's a bully, man.
He is a bully. That's what they put him on the team for.
The shit that he did to them security guard, my dad used to do to me, boy.
First of all,
shit brought back memories.
First of all, for one thing. Charles Oakley. Mm-hmm. I mean, just looking at Charles Oakley, he looks like a very proud African-American man who came from nothing and made himself into something because of basketball.
I don't know where he's from. I think he's from Cleveland, man.
But Charles Oakley is... I always love to watch those Knicks teams play, even as a Laker fan.
Hell yeah.
I like watching those Knicks teams play in the nights. And Charles Oakley was always there.
Yeah, even though Knicks is like fucking horrible right now.
No, they suck now.
Jeez.
But they were a lot of Knicks fans who were applauding Charles Oakley for what he did.
Hell yeah, I would have did the shit. If I was a Knicks player, I would have stopped and did the same shit. But it was funny. The only funny part about the whole entire thing, man, when it took like 12 security guards to escort this
nigga. He was like, hey,
that shit.
Don't touch me. Don't effing touch me. Don't effing touch me. Back off me. Back off me.
They lifted Oakley ass up like they were lifting the piano up, boy. That shit was so damn funny, bro. Damn, dog.
The only time I ever seen somebody get thrown out of the building like that was when David Ruffin got thrown out of the building for grabbing that microphone.
And that's how they got his ass up out of there.
In the Temptations movie.
Oh,
and that's exactly how they got him out. But that wasn't right, though. And that's why the Knicks suck. You need the old players to come back in and talk.
Didn't try to discredit him. I'm talking about he was on drugs.
I couldn't even imagine. Me being a Cowboys fan, right? Me being a Lakers fan.
How the hell we get back to this damn
I cannot Cowboys. Imagine watching the Cowboys now without seeing Michael Irvin at a game or Emmitt Smith at a game. But even now, Magic Johnson has a hand in the Lakers. You need your old players to do things like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think him and the owner had it out, man. I think they got a falling out or whatever. For what I was.
Yeah, and they saying now everything Charles Oakley did was made up. Or not made up, I'll take that back. They said that he was saying things that happened that really did not happen.
Oakley?
James Dolan. Charles Oakley was saying they were saying that he was saying that he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
But a lot of reporters saying that no, he did do these do those things.
But
where he was sitting at, if you were two rows, if James Dolan is two rows in front of you, I'm imagine everybody around you are people who are cool with him, that you can persuade them like. So you know Oakley did this, right? You're not an owner of any franchise, and the people that sitting around you are just fans. Nah, those are other business owners. Those are other people that you actually know. And some former ball players.
I was just told that the nigga that Dolan didn't want Oakley just sitting behind him and asked the security guard to escort him out.
I don't think I would want Charles Oakley sit behind me either, because that cat is. He is.
Yeah, Oakley just came to watch the game. He's a goon. Just like everybody else, man.
He's a goon. Not only is he a goon, Charles Oakley doesn't look like he should have a lot of money from playing in the NBA.
What the fuck?
He doesn't.
What do you mean, man? What are you talking about?
If you look at him, he does not look like he played in the NBA.
Hey, Oakley was that savage, though.
No, I know. I've seen him play.
But. I don't know. We're going to find out what's going on, man. I mean, for right now, it's looking crazy right now.
That jump was ridiculous. Yeah. For that to happen in the middle of the week. For that to happen when the Knicks are struggling. In my Joe Namath voice, the Knicks are struggling. Shout out to Julian. He would understand that. For that to happen when the Knicks are struggling. For that to happen, this struggling right now shows that the Knicks. I don't like to see teams be bad, good teams. Like, I like to see good teams always be good. Like, I was happy this year, going back to football, see the Raiders be good.
Going back to football.
No, I'm saying to see the Raiders be good. You know, a couple years ago when the 49ers got good, I like to see that. Like, I like to see the teams that were always established be good. Mm. Like, I would love to see the Knicks be good. I like to see what Isaiah Thomas is doing in Boston right now.
I mean, I'm pretty
you
sure.
You know, like, yeah. I like to see the Celtics be good. I'm glad to see my Lakers on the right path.
Aren't they number two in the East? Celtics.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. But I like to see those certain franchises be good, because those are the franchises that most of your fan base come from that make everything fun.
Oh.
You know, so.
My team's horrible. That's what I'll focus on, man. Yeah. That's neither here nor there, man.
Yeah. So what else happened in the news this week other than sports?
Yeah, because you ran that shit down to the ground.
Not only did I run that to the ground, everybody, I didn't get a chance to say this.
Well, let's go back to the sports shit again. That's what we trying to get out.
I didn't get a chance to say this.
Go ahead, man.
This is BJ and Deke J. The podcast where worse means good. Mm. So this is not just the coolest podcast. This isn't just the best podcast.
Yes.
This is the worst podcast.
You know, you're supposed to say it at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, right? I didn't. So I said it in the middle.
Okay, that was good. Yeah. Okay.
But I think that was a good segue to say it in the middle.
That was a good segue because
we didn't say nothing, that we were going into another thing. So it was like our own commercial break.
But the okay.
Yeah, that was like our own commercial break. Yeah. I just took a commercial break. Now we're back with D.
So we get some sponsors, you know. I mean,
yeah.
you know, we have. Go on.
Shout out to Miss Kathleen Henderson.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Miss Kathleen. We meant to do this on episode 2. Thank you, Miss Kathleen Henderson. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All our fans, we got something good coming for y'all in the next couple weeks. So, like I said, thank you, Miss Kathleen.
Yes, clap,
we
man.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Man. We appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. That's definitely going towards the gas. The money, though. Hey, all right, next topic, man. Jim Jones, bro. Now we on some music gangster shit right now.
I love Jim.
I love Jimmy too, man.
I've always been a fan of Jimmy.
Even though I think for some reason, even though I still ain't forgiven that time back in 2001. No, 1999. Cameron's second album, man, when they had came down here to perform or whatever. First time basically the world knowing about
that. So that was Cameron's second album. That was SDE.
SDE.
And yeah, Sports, like Drugs, and Entertainment.
And this, he had like an autograph signing. You know, me being a fan, came in there with my CDs and my shirt so he could sign it. Jim Jones, cool. I mean, not Jim Jones. Cam, cool. Sign it. Dap me up. You know, tell me, keep pushing. You know, stuff like that. Joel Santana, met him too. Cool dude.
Joel was young at that point. Yeah, he was young. You said 2001. Too. Joel's had to be real young.
I think it was 99, man. But, cool dude. Freak Zeke, all those guys. Dap everybody up. When it came to Jim Jones, I was like, who's this Native American dude here? So I was like, okay, cool. Extended my hand out, the dap. Didn't get it. Looked dead at me. Ain't like he didn't see me. But I was like, you know, cool. Fuck you. I hope you fail in life. 3 years later, I see this dude in the Old Boy music video. I was like, oh, that's the Native American that, you know, didn't dap Jim. My hand showing love. So it is what it is, man. But I like Jimmy, man. It's just that I felt that
Jim put his whole feelings into that interview. It looked like he was trying to, he was holding back some stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, which I can understand that, because I heard a story about Cam one time from, I got family that live up in New Jersey.
I can't believe him.
And I heard a story. Yeah. I heard a story about Cam one time, and it wasn't a bad story or nothing like that, but. You know, it was just one of those things where, you know, I always was a fan of Jim Jones. I was a fan of Dipset, period.
Yeah, we all were.
Like, man. I fuck with all them cats. I mean, the cats used to drop the mixtapes out the ass all the time.
Who do you think better, Dipset or G-Unit? Who was right away? You look like a G-Unit type of dude.
Well, see,
you own a few of them G-Unit tank tops.
Nah, I didn't wear no G-Unit tank tops. I like the Dipset because them boys was cool. It was like, Junior, don't get me wrong, I like Junior. because when G-Unit was dissing Ja Rule all the time with those mixtapes and those songs, they were dissing Ja Rule. I mean, they was killing that nigga. Like, they really ended that kind of career. But I just like Dipset because them boys used to have the dope beats. And then I always like Cam because Cam was like, he was cool. Like, he was like he was just like the coolest cat. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Always wore dope clothes, like things like that. He was like fresh to death.
Jim Jones?
No, Cam.
You know what I'm saying?
But always like Jim and everything. I like Dipset for real. Like, I can understand where Jim Jones was coming from that. Like, if you listen to the interview, Jim wasn't dissing nobody. He was just basically saying, like, man, I did this. I had cats that had charges, got charges because of these guys and this. Like, he was putting his heart out to the thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he really put his heart out into it.
I believe it. You heard on camera, man, a response video. I didn't check it out yet, but I'm going to check it out. But he basically calling Jim a liar. So, I don't know. Somebody's lying, goddamn.
I mean, well, you never going to know who's lying. Especially with Jim and Cam, because from what I heard about Cam is one of them cats where Cam really, at this point in his life, really don't even have to rap no more.
Jim don't need to rap no more neither.
You know, like, Cam got his money and other business ventures and is doing very well. And Jim, I guess, the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he don't need to rap. I mean, Jim...
You know, but... I hate to see guys like that beefing.
I know, man. Dudes, you know, together a long time. That's like, you know, first the Fat Boys break up, now this
bullshit. I remember the first time I saw Cam'ron ever. And I remember damn Mace being on fucking Rap City, walking through Harlem. And he was like, yo, this is my dude Cam'ron. And Cam'ron talked for a little while. And like, this is present. Like, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, or you like, especially when you young, like young, and you see, like, man, this guy's pretty cool. Even if the nigga don't really got nothing going on, you're like, man, this guy's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then your older boy be like, your older homeboy be like, man, that nigga's a crab.
Yeah, that's what I thought about Soulja Boy when he first
came out. Cam came out, Cam was cool. Like, everybody liked Cam, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cam was cool. Then he came out, he dropped a dope. First of all, Cam'ron was signed to fucking Entertainment with Lance and Rivera, who basically, Biggie co-signed Cam.
BJ, we ain't got to get through every step.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, Biggie co-signed Cam. That's why I love Cam so much.
Jim Jones already told us the whole story. So, Jim, we know the history.
Yeah, so.
We ain't got this whole podcast to waste on these dudes. All I know, they're too grown for this bullshit. They need to go and make it up. So they don't even need to make another Dipset album, because that shit sail off. We done. It's just, you know, y'all cool, man. We grew up with y'all. So stop the BS, man.
Yeah, we need a good Dipset reunion tour.
No,
a Dipset greatest hits album.
Just saying all the greatest shit. I don't want no new music for Dipset.
A BET Dipset.
We don't need no movie. Then again, that would probably be a good movie.
A good BET Dipset movie, and we could keep it going from there.
Yeah. Speaking of damn, I know we talked about this last episode, but the type of rappers who need a movie, but I was thinking about it, man. Like, some movies that do not need to be made. Like, Rap-A-Lot don't need to make a movie. That would be incriminating a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I would like to see a Murder, Inc. movie.
You know what's funny about you saying that you would like to see a Murder, Inc. movie? Literally today. You know MTV has a channel now. MTV Classic.
Has
a channel. And I saw a Ja Rule video today. Him and Ashanti, Always On Time. I watched that video today. And, you know, back then when he was making this music, I was like, man, why is Ja Rule coming out with all this soft shit? Like, literally.
He's trying to get the appeal from the ladies, man.
Yeah, no, he was, but I was like, why is coming out? But I like harder stuff. Like, I did like when G-Unit was dissing him.
He did the same thing, though. He did both.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But,
he did both, man.
What's it called? That would be a good movie. Because remember, they even went on trial.
Yeah.
I remember having the XXL magazine. The last page of the magazine was Herb Gotti jumping in his lawyer.
Oh, yeah. I remember
lawyers,
that shit.
Shit.
Source,
you know?
XXL source. Anyways, man.
Was it the source of that? Double XL? I want to say it was Double XL.
I can't remember, man. But I know, you know, shout out to BET, man. They about to make that Nas film.
Are they really?
Yeah, man. They about to get on that.
No, that's something that you should go in there too.
I already told you to try the film.
Yeah, Devontae Jodeci.
Yeah, that Jodeci film. I know that shit's gonna be.
So BET really is making the Nas movie.
Yeah, man, that's the talks, man. You ain't coming up no time soon, but you know.
I would like to see that. I like Nas. Nas is one of the top three. Anybody who's a hip hop head, Nas should be in your top three, period.
Yeah.
If you're really a hip hop head, Nas should be in your top three, period.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go with anybody else. I mean, Nas got to be in the top three. All right, maybe. All right, let's say top five.
So, wait a minute, I just realized I aired out. You said top three?
I said top three. But then I was like, nah, you got to be in the
Biggie,
top five.
Biggie, Nas. I mean, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Pac? He's not in that top three, bro. He got to be in that
top
three.
That's why I said top five.
Yeah, top five.
So.
It's only right, bro.
But I was going to say Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie.
You ain't gonna put Hov in it?
Hov? I said Jay-Z first.
I mean, Pac?
No.
What the fuck?
Well, he's number five.
Oh shit! He's the fifth one in your list.
I think a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. I like Pac. I like Pac a lot. But I think Pac gained more of an aura of this stuff. Because he died.
Hey, whatever, man. Fourth of them fucking with Pac.
Because I always tell people all the time.
I mean, yeah, that too. You right, but.
You know, because I always say, like.
Because if that's the case, then they're doing the same thing with Biggie.
Because I say the same thing with Biggie, too.
Yeah.
But I always say, like, I don't see how nobody. I'm a big Pun fan.
Yeah, I feel Pun. Definitely.
Like, I think Pun should be. If you're going to talk about Biggie and Tupac, you should have Pun in that same Pun argument.
Is definitely my top 15.
I mean, Pun was that nigga. If you just actually listen to the nigga rap, like, that cat was dope.
Yeah.
So.
For a fat dude who ain't had to catch it, who was catching his breath while rapping at the same time.
It sounded like he wasn't even catching his breath sometimes.
Fucking amazing, bro.
That's, yeah, so.
That's some damn Ripley believe it or not shit. I've never
but
seen
nah,
that
but
shit.
I, you know, so I like Pop, everything.
Yeah, man.
I'm not dissing that cat, but I would love to see that BET Nas movie. That sounds like that would be something dope.
I know that's just gonna be official.
No, I would like to see who they would have playing Nas. Like that's my whole thing with it.
I don't know, probably some new dude like that they did with the New Edition movie.
See, that's what I don't like. I don't like movies about entertainers and stuff. Not to say that I don't like them, but it's just one of those things where I'd rather see a documentary.
Yeah.
With their real family, real friends talking and stuff like that, instead of like, oh,
like
hey.
That, like that Tupac Resurrection movie.
I always tell people all the time, that's Tupac Resurrection is dope.
That's why I don't think they need
to make a Tupac movie. They make a Tupac movie. Even the beginning of it, when it was like, Tupac was like, always knew I would die, but it was actually his voice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even with the Biggie movie, I don't think they should
have made a Biggie movie.
Hell no.
They shouldn't have made a Biggie movie.
Hell no. They totally messed that shit up.
They shouldn't have made a big movie at all. I don't think they should have made a big movie. Like you said, Tupac Resurrected, I like that. Where they actually showing footage, like him and Jada Pinkett in high school, and he went to school with Sean Penn. So that right there already lets you know he's fucking artistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, he already has that.
You said artistic or autistic?
I said artistic.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I say autistic.
I'm not fucking with that.
He said artistic.
Oh, okay.
That he already saw that he has that part of it. So, like, I like seeing stuff like that. You know, I'd rather see that than an actual movie when you're trying to do this. And, you know, like they said, Suge Knight got mad with the NWA movie. Dr. Dre would never talk to me that way.
Man, we don't know what's going on with that, man. That's just all mixed up everywhere. But. Anyways, man, what else happened to music, man? Besides Jimmy getting signed to Rock Nation for what?
Well, Rock Nation signed a lot of cats, though. They didn't even sign Yo Gotti.
Rock Nation is like.
And they gave Big Sean the rock chain. Rock Nation, but I don't think he signed with them, though, but they gave him the chain.
Rock Nation is something like Koch Records back in the day. Remember Koch used to sign all kind of artists like that?
No, but even when them boys were signing to Koch, though, them boys were signing independent deals that they got a. Like, I remember hearing Cameron say that he got, I think, like $7.70 an album he sold. So he was like, if I sell 100,000 albums, I get $700,000 that the record label had to pay him.
All I know, these dudes got a fucking roster.
Yeah.
They got what? Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
T.I. Lox, Fat Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, Big Sean.
Well, Big Sean, I don't know if Big Sean actually signed them. I know Jay gave him a rock chain.
Yeah, majority of them management.
Yeah.
Jim Jones, still trying to figure the shit why. But
because out of everybody you said, Jim Jones is the weirdest one, like, why?
Yeah, because we all know Jim Jones going at Jay, you know, back in 2000.
Well, you know what, though? Jim got a lot of stuff going on, you know. Yeah, Jim got his own clothing line.
I hope it ain't rapping. He needs to just go ahead and make, well, focus on making them workout, you know, videos, man. I be going on my Instagram, man, doing a little push-up jungle, the man be doing.
Oh, right?
He's a good inspirational dude, man. Yeah. I mean, far as, like, fitness-wise, man.
T.I. signing the Roc Nation makes sense.
Yeah,
because it feels like T.I. should have been a Rockefeller back in the early 2000s.
And he's trying to get Lil Wayne, too, right?
At one time, he wanted to get Lil Wayne.
No, I know that, but, like, recently, you know, like, was he trying to get
Lox? The Locks make a lot of sense. Because Jadakiss was signed to Rockefeller one time.
Yeah.
He put an album out on Rockefeller, so that makes sense. Yo Gotti makes, in reality, really makes the least amount of sense because he's from the South. No, but no. it makes sense in Yo Gotti's world because
that should make plain sense. Yo Gotti's a big business.
I like Yo Gotti. Like a lot of rappers from the South, Yo Gotti's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like. I mess with Yo Gotti too, man. You heard that this record, Young Dolph. Did to Yo Gotti?
No, I did not.
Oh man!
Because I pretty much think if I ever listen to any Young Dolph record, my head will explode.
I was forced to listen to the shit. I was forced to that shit, man. Horrible, bro.
There's a lot of rappers I will not listen to from the South.
And I don't know why I'm saying because it sucked because I'm a Yo Gotti fan. I mean, I ain't trying to be biased, but that shit was just whack, man.
This record was whack.
Yeah, man, that shit was just stupid, man.
I mean, I think if you I like this record, but you got to come hard.
It's not
hard. Like, you got to come, like, Cannabis Second Round Knockout.
It's not hard. It's nowhere near that. If you expect that shit.
You know, you got to come Jay-Z Takeover hard.
Well, trust me.
You know, you got to come Jadakiss Blood Pressure hard.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. You don't expect that type of shit from Young Dolph.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
You know, don't expect that from a nigga named Young Dolph.
So.
I'm telling you, dog.
I can only imagine how whack that shit was.
Yeah, man. Other than that, man, what? Nothing else really happened. This week been kind of.
This week was kind of slow.
Slow, man. Like, a lot of shit been going. Some good bit of shit been going on, but nothing really interesting, man. Yeah. To really, like, talk about. I mean, far sports wise, yeah, but nothing besides that, man. That was about it.
We just really wanted to come in here and give all our fans and everybody a episode. This week,
I mean, since we was over here, we might as well, you know.
Yeah, it's a possibility that we may not. It may start going week to week, or we were doing every 2 weeks. So,
you know. Yeah, it was just a random jump, man. We just got together, we was like, you know what, bump, man. Let's just go ahead and try to see if we could throw an episode together.
Yeah.
Then plus, I wanted to try to make up for it, man. I felt like it was good. Me personally, I felt last episode was good. You know, I didn't give him my all, man. I was still like, man.
Yeah.
That Henny, man.
I'm sorry for everybody.
That goddamn Henny had my. I was swerving heavy on my way home, bro. I think I killed a cat. I swear I think I killed a cat, though.
But we're here for everybody. Like I said, in the next couple weeks, we got something real cool for all fans. We passing them out. You may see them in your local stores. Or
you want to tell them what we got, B? You want to tell them what we got coming on, man? What we got for the fans, man? You want to wait? You just want to wait?
Yeah, let's wait. Because I don't want them to get too excited. And then when they see it, they be like, damn, I thought y'all had something really for real.
You want them to beat it on your windows, man, yeah, tell them what's going on.
Everything is well.
In your comic section, man, asking you what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, like the page, man. If y'all haven't liked the page, man, or whatever, or share it, man. Share it. Spread it around, man. Like this, you know, like the episodes, man. Go on SoundCloud, On Our Worst Behavior.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, man.
Oh, we do have a YouTube page coming up, too. On Our Worst Behavior YouTube page.
We do?
Yeah. It's coming. Oh, shit. It's coming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's coming, so.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so, man. And then, you know, like I said, on Facebook, like the fan page, On Our Worst Behavior. Anyways, but before we get out here, man, a little quickie. What you got going on, man? Before next week, what you got coming up?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all, man. Working again. Getting ready for the next episode. Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Any of you guys who want to do something romantic for your ladies.
And if you're going to be somebody like me, Jergens, I think Walmart got some Jergens warm lotion for what? Like one for two, like them small bottles?
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmart got them. I'm already on deck.
One for two, something like that.
I'm already on deck with that, bro.
So, you know, because I know there's going to be a lot of lonely men and a lot of lonely women on Valentine's Day. But if you do decide to give your woman or some woman you're interested in a gift.
Family Dollar got some stuff going on at Dollar General.
CVS too, Walgreens.
Oh, go to the flea market. You know the Mexicans always sell stuff.
I saw a guy selling stuff in front of a gas station yesterday.
Exxon, right?
Yeah.
They always selling shit at the Exxon.
And those teddy bears were tall. Those teddy bears were taller than me.
Hell yeah.
But whatever you do, you gotta when you give it to her with the utmost confidence in yourself. Romantic, being romantic is all about confidence.
That's right. Yeah. Man. I guess I suck at that then.
Romance, confidence. See, see, they got the last couple letters in the word.
Yeah,
they roll together, man. It comes off your tongue.
What the fuck? I never thought about that shit. Yeah.
Confidence, romance. You gotta be confident, guys.
Excuse me.
Do not let her get away. Because that's how you know you'll be mad when she's getting pregnant by some fuckboy.
The month corner got different slang, yo. I'm just catching on, man. I don't know what's going on. Oh, shit. But, yeah, man, Valentine's Day. I ain't got to worry about Valentine's Day. I know my son's birthday the day after Valentine's. That's the only guy I'm going to get a gift from me.
Well, I'm good. I think I took care of it.
Unless he forget, we got to worry about it. I don't know. Anyways. But, as for me, man, I don't have nothing going on, man. I got some work coming up. I got a few stuff coming up for film-wise. But I can't talk about that right now. But it will be seen. It will see the light real soon. Just stay tuned for your boy. And that's about it. So so in closing, you know, you sure you don't got nothing else to say? That's it?
I have nothing else to say. BJ has signed out for the night.
Wow. Okay. That was just leave me. But anyways, if you love us when we're on our best, that's good. If you love us when we're on our worst, that's even gooder. I'll let your boy Deke J.
BJ.
Damn, you need to catch on quick, man. This is supposed to be a little quicker. But anyway, we get you on fourth episode, Lord willing. On our worst behavior, we out.